Hello, I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and welcome to the Surrender Break Room for Leaders. I'm so glad that you're hanging out with me today. And of course, as you know, this is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. So we've been hanging out for these last, I don't know how many weeks or months we've been hanging out, but I'm so glad you've been a part of the conversation. And I'm hoping what we talk about encourages you. It's particularly as a leader, and it doesn't matter in what area you're leading, if you're a business owner, if you're a mompreneur, whatever it is, I hope that these podcasts have been encouraging you. So today, we're talking about three tips for marketing success. Three tips for marketing success. I know you're all ears now, like, okay, what can I do? I have that new book, or I have another new product that's out, or I need to engage some people about this nonprofit or ministry God has put in my heart. So we're going to talk about three tips for marketing success, really from a page from my own life and how I've had to, over the last decade, build this brand known as Dr. Celeste Owens Ministry. So I hope, again, today will be helpful for you. So it tells us first in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it tells us very wisely in all your ways that we are to acknowledge God. And he will direct our path. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That's what it says. And he will direct your path. So all your ways, that includes marketing. A lot of times people come and there's nothing wrong with this, but people ask me, how did you do this? Or how did you market that idea? Or how did you do that? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I always tell them, I ask the Holy Spirit first. I ask the Holy Spirit. I told the Lord, this is your idea. So the first product I had in our ministry line was the 40-day surrender fast. And I had this book. I had written it. I couldn't get it published by a traditional publishing company. I ended up becoming my own publishing company, which I realized after the fact that was God's intent all along. And I was sitting there with the published book wondering how was I going to get this book out to people. And I had to ask the Holy Spirit. So that's tip number one. If you are looking to have some marketing success, tip number one is to ask the Holy Spirit. What do you want to do? Whatever it is that God has placed in your lap or has put in your heart, you have to ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want to do with this? Because God knows. And you can waste your time. You can spend your will. You could do a lot of things that I did, and I don't want you to do that. I want you to realize if you engage with this first step, it will work. So I wrote the 40-day surrender fast in 2010. I hadn't even intended to write a book at that point. I was blogging to some people, 40 days, blogging to them what God had given me to give them, and ended up writing this 40-day surrender fast. Ended up self-publishing it in 2011, and it was, I believe, August of 2011, and I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs like, how in the world am I going to get this out to people? How will people know about this fast? And it came to me so clearly once I asked, start leading people through the experience of fasting. Just start inviting people like you did the first time when you invited people to be a part of the experience and you ended up writing the book. Just keep that format. Keep doing what works. And I started inviting people. And we actually started offering the fast 3 times a year. So we would offer the fast, obviously, January 1st, because that's when most people are in the mindset of fasting. And then we would do the Lenten season. And then we would do September, which is the anniversary of when we did the first surrender fast in 2010. So I was offering it 3 times a year for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. It was exhausting. But you know what happened in those 3 or 4 years? We sold a lot of books. A lot of books got sold. A lot of people got blessed by the fast. They started telling other people word of mouth is your best marketing tool besides asking the Holy Spirit. Word of mouth is phenomenal. And people started telling other people and it just became a movement. It became a surrender movement and people are doing it all over the world now. So it just came from me asking God, what's your strategy? What do you want to do? And even from that, which is so amazing to me, even from that, God ended up having people approach me and they started giving me other ideas. A woman approached me about translating the book into Spanish. And then another person approached me about translating the book into Swahili, after we had started our missions in Kenya, all these other opportunities spilled out. One, because I was obedient to what the Holy Spirit told me to do. Now, do we do the fast 3 times a year now? No, we don't do the fast 3 times a year now. Now we do the fast once a year in September. And if you're following me, you know we have the Global Surrender Fast coming up in September. We actually start the pre-fast September 14th. So I'm doing it once a year, but that once a year came from me doing it 3 times a year. So it's just been phenomenal. And to add to that whole point of asking God for the strategy, I had in my head, I wanted to sell, you know, a certain amount of books. And most self-published books, you all, if you don't know this, don't even sell most books. Most books that are published, whether self or through a publishing company, they don't sell more than 100 books that first year. And then after that first year, you know, forget it. People forget all about you even have a book most of the time. Let me tell you, we are well over 20,000 copies sold over this last decade, over 20,000 copies sold, at least. I mean, I don't even know the number. I need to go back and get the number now. I used to keep track of it much better than I do now. But it's just amazing. It's amazing testimony. So we're talking today about 3 tips for marketing success. I just gave you the first one. Ask the Holy Spirit. After the break, I'm going to give you the last 2, and you're going to be on your way. All righty. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Greetings, this is Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I want to invite you to participate in our 2020 Global Surrender Fast and get ready to experience miracles, signs, and wonders as you join in prayer and fasting with business owners and laypersons from around the globe. This year, in celebration of our 10th year anniversary of hosting the Surrender Fast, we are inviting you to participate with 40,000 other fasters. Yes, you heard me right. 40,000, that's what we're believing God for, to be in prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for your business, for your team, everything that God has in store for you. So that fast will happen September 21st to October 30th, and you can register at surrenderfast2020.com. Come and be a part of this great experience. Welcome back, you all. Again, I am Dr. Celeste Owens. I'm an international speaker and author of a book called The 40-Day Surrender Fast, and you're in the break room. This is the Surrender Break Room for Leaders, and I'm so excited today to share with you on 3 tips for marketing success. I get questions all the time. How did you get your book out there? How did you get people to know about your ministry? How did you get speaking engagements? All of those questions. If you want marketing success, I already told you before the break, the first tip, ask the Holy Spirit. Point blank has been my best thing that I've done for marketing success is just to ask God for the strategy. That's it. Number 2, and I love this one too. I think this one is excellent, that you need to build an online community. So that's number 2, build an online community. Some of you say, oh, I can't do that. And this is one of the least expensive ways to market, is to build an online community because it's free. You start a Facebook group or you start, you know, whatever it is, Twitter group. Well, I don't know if they have groups on Twitter, but you know what I mean. Get on social media is the whole point. And you just start an online community. And what do you need to put out there first? I don't know. What did I tell you tip number 1 was? Ask the Holy Spirit. I don't know what you need to put out there first. But let's say that you're a book author like me. So when I first started out, it was just pretty much the whole ministry was this book, The 40-Day Surrender Fast. So I was putting information out there about the 40-Day Surrender Fast. I would lead people through fasting, I told you already. And then in between the fast, I would put like quotes from my book up, or I would ask people to submit testimonials, you know, so then I could post those and things like that. Or just even things that weren't even related to the book. Like I'm all into wellness, mind, body, and spirit. So sometimes I'll put up cooking recipes and things like that. But you just have to put up engaging content and get people in your community that want to listen to you. And once you build this online community, it's going to be key. And an online community, I found this on the web today, is a community where people who love your brand connect and discuss their experience of your brand in an environment that is helpful to other customers and to you. And you know why it's helpful to you? Because once you listen to your customers, you can make adjustments to your brand and you can start providing products that you hadn't even considered. It happened to me. When I had my 40-Day Surrender Fast book out, it's the book and it has the journaling questions in it with like a few lines for them to journal. And I started hearing from my customers, man, I need a journal. I wish you would make like a hardcover journal that I can use. Like even when I do the fast again, I already wrote in the book, but at least I could just write in the journal the second time I do the fast. But most people do the fast more than once. And I heard them and I produced. They need a journal and I produced a journal. Another thing I remember, I have another book called Making Peace with Hunger. And one of my customers said to me, I love the book. It took me a minute to even decide I was going to read it because it's such challenging. The topic even by itself sounds challenging. She said, man, it would be nice if you had like some kind of online Bible study. Like there's like a 4-week Bible study prepping you for the book. She's like, you should do like a YouVersion. All of a sudden, I'm like, bingo, idea. So I already have the 4-week produced. Now that I'm talking to you all, I realize, let me get this to YouVersion so I can get this up. Hopefully, they'll accept it. But it's just those kind of things that customers will give you ways in which you can grow your business, your products, all of that. But the second step, again, is building an online community. Number three. So first of all, we're talking again about 3 tips for marketing success. One is ask the Holy Spirit. Number two is listen to your customer. Listen to your customer, but number two is really building your online community. And then number three is be excellent. Number three, I was waiting on the drum roll and I didn't get it. Drum roll, be excellent. So to me, the number one tool for building a brand, so we're talking about marketing success, but you have to have a brand, and that brand needs to be excellent. That's a marketing tool, is excellence, because people will decide to stay with you because you're excellent. I don't care if someone comes along with something that is like yours, like the counterfeit version of you, because you are excellent, they are not going anywhere. Ask Apple. Apple produces the iPhone, the iPad. They're very selective. They only produce a couple of products, but they're excellent at their products. And do you think their customers are budging, including me? Nope. Mm-mm. Diehard Apple fan. Nope. I don't care if the PC is less expensive than the MacBook. I'm going with my MacBook. So you build in excellence, people will stick with you. So you want to, when you think about excellence, this is what I want you guys to think about. Strive to go above and beyond what's expected. Strive in every area, your website, your customer service. Strive to go above and beyond what's expected. Let people be surprised by how excellent you are and how you have reached out. I know there's been times when people have submitted into our contact us, like they had a complaint about their book didn't make it there or whatever it was, product they ordered, it came damaged. I will personally email them. Hey, I'm so sorry that happened. You know, we're going to get something right out to you right away. You know, I might even sometimes throw in something free or give them a credit at our store. And I've heard people say something, wow, I was not expecting that. Oh, yeah, thank you so much. That's what you want to do. You want to exceed expectation. You want to respond to emails, texts, and calls within 1 hour. I know people will say, give it 24 hours. Okay. If it's not you, somebody need to be responding to texts, emails, calls within an hour, if not right away. So if you have to go put an auto reply onto your email, then do an auto reply. At least the person knows that the email was received. And you could let the auto reply say, we will be back in contact with you within 24 hours. 24 hours is too long. I'm telling you right now, it's too long. But, you know, that seems to be customary to people. You need to be striving to get to people before that because that's going to produce excellence in your business and that's going to help with your marketing. I know I'm the wellness advocate with doTERRA essential oils and I have rank advanced. You don't know what that means, but I've gone up higher in the company. And at one level, I had one manager. He was good. He was the first one I had. So I was like, he was helping me with my account. He was good. I went to this next rank. This person I have now, this young lady, phenomenal. She is emailing me back within 30 minutes. That is outrageously good. So I'm like sold to her. I'm like, when they want to push me to the next rank, oh no, I want to keep, I forget her name, Alexis. I want to keep Alexis over here because she's just that good. So I want you to start building your brand around being excellent. I hope you got that. So again, that was 3 tips for marketing success. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you got something out of it. Make sure you stay in touch and let us know if you're enjoying these podcasts. You can certainly connect with me on my website, drcelesteowens.com. We have a tremendous experience of fasting that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. September 14th starts our pre-fast. You want to be a part of the Global Surrender Fast. I want to make sure you are a part. Make sure you go to our website, drcelesteowens.com, and register there. All right, be blessed, you all. Until next time, stay surrendered. There's no other way to live, and I'll catch you then. Bye-bye.